couple of days. Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness show, where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I am Katie Johnson, your host, and my guest today is Abby Mum. She's a clinical supervisor and radiologic technologist in our radiology department here at Lake Region Healthcare. And as you all know, we have so many healthcare professionals across a wide variety of specialties, broad scope of training, just so many different people. And today I'm just excited to introduce you to someone in a department I don't think we've ever visited with before. She has a great story to tell, great knowledge to share. Thank you for joining me, Abby, and I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Thank you for the opportunity to be here.
Absolutely. So obviously many of our patients receive imaging services either during or after an outpatient, inpatient, or emergency department visit. And I'd be willing to bet that many times they don't know much about these procedures, the training that's involved for the people that are so skilled at doing that those imaging procedures. But we're going to change that today. So before we dive into those specifics, let's just let our listeners get to know a little bit more about you. Tell us your background, where you grew up, and how you landed on this career in radiology.
Gotcha. Thank you. I grew up on a farm just southwest of Fargo, North Dakota. After graduating high school, I was enrolled in NDSU's mechanical engineering program. After two semesters in mechanical engineering, I soon felt that it wasn't quite the career path for me, and I found myself checking out the different majors on the NDSU website. I came across radiologic sciences, and in the description, I read that it was a combination of technology and patient care. Such a combination really intrigued me, and I enrolled in the radiologic sciences program that same week.
Wow, that's a great story. What did your education path look like?
So the radiologic sciences program at NDSU is a bachelor's degree program. It consists of 2 years on campus and then 2 years in an accredited internship program. Students are required to apply for that internship partway through the beginning of the second year. Those applications then lead to hopefully an interview, and then after the interview process, there's a selection process. And that internship, once you're in the thick of it, the internship is a combination of radiology specific courses and clinical experience. So you're out doing x-rays, you are learning out in the real world. And my journey specifically was that I had mechanical engineering for the first two semesters, and then I moved into pre-radiologic sciences academic courses. That was physics, anatomy and physiology, writing and communicating in the health professions, medical terminology, just to name a few for those 2 years. And then I applied for, interviewed for, and was ultimately accepted into the St. Cloud School of Diagnostic Imaging Program. I spent those 2 years in St. Cloud competing radiology coursework, spending time applying that coursework in the hospital, the clinic, and surgical settings. So it was this really neat opportunity to apply the concepts I was learning in class. And then after meeting all of those, or all of the academic and internship requirements, I graduated. And then I was able to sit for the registry, which is our board's exam. And once I passed the registry exam, I officially became a registered radiologic technologist.
Wow, what a process. What a process. That sounds fantastic. So how did you end up at Lake Region Healthcare?
A few years ago, there was an opportunity to join the radiology team here in Fergus Falls. And during my interview, I was informed that I would be trained on different technologies. As someone who really enjoys learning, I was really excited about such an opportunity. And then after the interview, I was offered a position here, and I started here at Lake Region in January of 2022.
Wow, so coming up on 3 years at Lake Region Healthcare. You've mentioned there are a wide variety of radiology modalities or procedures. Is there one that you primarily work with?
I would say I primarily work in general x-ray, but I'm additionally cross-trained in a few different other technologies. I am trained in fluoroscopy procedures, which is dynamic x-ray, like we're watching x-ray in real time. I'm also cross-trained in CT or computed tomography. I'm cross-trained in bone density or DEXA, which includes whole body scans. I am also cross-trained in surgical C-arm, so operating the x-ray machine during surgical cases. And I've been trained to assist our radiologist in procedures in our IR department.
Wow.
And as a kind of a side, or actually more of my main, one of my main roles here is to work with radiography students in a real world setting.
Ah, so you get to do a little bit of training.
I do.
As well, which I'm sure is really rewarding.
It is. It is.
So you've mentioned a lot of things you're cross-trained in. Are there additional things that are offered in the radiology department that you didn't mention amongst all those things? Or is that pretty much everything?
We are really fortunate here to have nearly every modality or every technology in one, like under one roof.
Okay.
So in the department, in our radiology department in Fergus Falls, we have the modalities that I mentioned. We've got x-ray, CT, fluoroscopy, bone density, surgical x-ray, interventional radiology or special procedures. In addition to that, we have ultrasound, which uses sound waves to produce an image. We have MRI, which uses a powerful magnet to produce an image. We have mammography, which helps take images of breast tissue. We have nuclear medicine, in which technologists in nuclear medicine administer a safe radioactive substance to capture how it ends up throughout the body after a specific set of time. And in our cancer center here in Fergus Falls, there are radiation therapists that administer radiation therapy treatments. And we have PET CT or PET CT, which uses two types of technology to create an image. And then in each of these modalities, that's where you'll encounter dedicated and knowledgeable imaging professionals.
Wow, there really is a lot when you list all of them. And then there are radiology services at some of our outreach locations as well. You can get x-ray when you're at the walk-in clinic, for example, and several others. So really a broad reach. You shared with me something earlier that I thought was really neat, that radiologic and imaging professionals are sometimes referred to as the eyes of the patient care team. Explain to us what you mean by that.
So when a patient comes in, when they're seen for an appointment or they're seen in emergent care, the providers will do an overall assessment. And if there's concern about what's going on inside of the body, these providers will then request an imaging study to show the inside of the body. The imaging study that they order depends on what is to be looked at. So for example, x-rays best show bones and somewhat our soft tissue. CT demonstrates our internal organs, our vessels. MRI demonstrates muscles and nerve tissue like our brain, tendons and ligaments with amazing detail. Mammography demonstrates the fine details of breast tissue. And there are also specific exams that can show how the body works. And so this could be like what's called a video swallow, where we are watching with our equipment, the radiologist is watching as you're swallowing different types of what we call contrast. Or it could be something like an x-ray taken of a foot while you're standing on your foot. So showing how our weight is affecting the bones in our foot.
Wow, it's so much more detailed than like I said, the average person would even think about. Given that extremely important role in the patient journey, what are some of the skills, maybe both hard skills and soft skills, that make a really good imaging professional?
As an imaging professional, we are educated in radiation safety, radiation physics, medical terminology, appropriate positioning, so the different x-ray views or the different CT scans, just for two examples. We are educated in different technologies, anatomy and physiology, and patient care. We then apply all of these concepts when we do an imaging study. So in just one x-ray, we are taking into account the physics behind it. We're caring for our patient in that moment. We are making sure that we are positioning appropriately. Mm-hmm. We are also required to complete CPR training. Mm. And specifically here at Lake Region, we are trained to start IVs. Mm. Let's say for a CT scan, for an MRI scan, or a nuclear medicine study where we need to inject what's called contrast. Mm-hmm. We also have to adapt to not only new and different technologies, but we also have to adapt to different or non-ideal situations. Mm. For example, we need to provide the doctor in the emergency department optimal x-rays and what they need to see, sometimes in trauma situations.
Right.
To be a radiologic technologist is to be a lifelong learner and a critical thinker. Mm-hmm. We also have to have the ability to communicate with our patients, our radiology colleagues, doctors, different providers, nurses, surgeons, patient caregivers and their family members. We have to communicate to students and other members of the patient care team. And radiology exams can sometimes be overwhelming for patients. Yeah. And therefore it's important for an imaging professional to be compassionate, empathetic, and be understanding.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Oftentimes there's a lot of anxious feeling that comes with some of these imaging tests, and really being able to do all that attention to detail while also being really patient-centered and reassuring to a patient takes a really unique combination of skills.
Indeed. Yes.
So what is, you've kind of described what it takes. What does the job market look like for imaging professionals right now? Is this something that's in high demand?
It is, yes. So I would say statewide and nationwide, there is a shortage of imaging professionals. The demand is much higher now than it was 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was doing a little bit of research before our conversation today, and as of this past August, the Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates that there will be over 16,000 new job openings in the nation for radiologic technologists and MRI technologists each year through the year 2033. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, in Minnesota, we are seeing an increase in students enrolling in these programs, enrolling in radiography programs throughout the state, and ultimately entering the workforce.
Great. So it's a great career choice for any listeners who might be wondering what they might want to do, either for a first career, for a child's career, for a second career.
Yes.
A lot of opportunity. You have been, as you said, working in the radiology field for 10 years now, and you've recently taken on an advocacy role with the Minnesota Society of Radiologic Technologists. Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing with that organization and why.
So back in September, I was officially installed as president of the Minnesota Society of Radiologic Technologists. We are a group of volunteers that ultimately represent imaging professionals in Minnesota at the national level. We offer continuing education and networking opportunities at our annual conferences. We're involved in legislation that can affect our profession as far as if there's any encroachment or something that can affect our scope of practice or our role. And we also offer many opportunities to connect. In a sense, we are and we hope to be a voice for imaging professionals at the state and the national levels.
Well, you're clearly a great choice.
Thank you.
for that role, as you just can feel and sense your passion for what you do and why you do it and doing it so well. So congratulations.
Thank you.
On being president. What was it that made you decide to become involved with them in the first place?
I became an MSRT member during my first year in my radiography internship. Mm. I had truthfully spent many years as a, quote, annual conference attendee, end quote. Mm-hmm. And in 2017, 2018, I took on more volunteer roles with the society. What led to further involvement for me with the MSRT was seeing the passion for this profession in the volunteers and leaders and their willingness to guide and mentor. Mm. The MSRT also provides great opportunities to connect, to network and learn. And it was something that I really wanted to be a part of.
Mm. You could see how you could contribute and be a part of that. What do you think are maybe one or two things you really hope to accomplish during your tenure as president of MSRT?
One of my presidential initiatives is to bring about more awareness of the profession and what we as imaging professionals do. During a panel discussion at a conference I attended, the presenters shared that radiologic technologists are the third largest healthcare profession. Though we are vital members of the healthcare team, oftentimes we're overlooked or we're mistaken for another healthcare professional. Mm-hmm. I once read a quote that said, "Same scrubs, different superpowers." Uh-huh. And I am so grateful for the opportunity to begin the conversation about our superpowers.
Yeah.
I also hope to connect with imaging professionals throughout the state of Minnesota, sharing with them how the MSRT can be a resource and a support system for them.
If there was something that you wish people knew about this field, what would that be?
I would say that we as technologists and imaging professionals, we consistently seek out and pursue education. There's education criteria that we have to meet every 2 years. It's required for us to maintain our registered technologist status, but we pursue above and beyond that. We pursue more knowledge, we pursue more training, all to keep our patients safe and to help get the most optimal imaging studies that we can. Many of the technologists that a person encounters here at Lake Region and at our sites have not only pursued more education and coursework, but have also completed the necessary training and requirements to take another registry exam to provide the best imaging safely.
You are just by nature learners, lifelong learners.
Yes, lifelong learners.
And knowing that the more you learn, the better outcomes patients can have. So mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Is there anything else that we haven't covered that you would like to share with our listeners today?
Yeah. During our conversation, it was mentioned about getting into the field.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I took a bachelor's degree path, and there are bachelor's degree programs, but there are also associate's degree programs or two-year programs to become a radiologic technologist. There are quite a few programs within the state for associates and bachelors.
So it's not, there's different paths to get there, some shorter than others, and with the high demand, hopefully an opportunity that fits anybody that might have an interest.
Mm-hmm. Another thing too that is pretty fresh in my mind. Recently, imaging professionals celebrated National Radiologic Technology Week. Mm-hmm. We celebrated it during the week of November 3rd through the 9th. And this is just, it's a time of year to celebrate each other and what we do. Mm-hmm. It is held every year during the week in which November 8th is in. Mm-hmm. November 8th marks the anniversary of when Wilhelm Rankin officially discovered x-rays.
Oh, cool.
And so our Radiologic Technology Week includes that date.
That is very cool. Well, certainly a group of people worthy of celebration, and thank you for taking this time to share with us and our listeners a little bit more about what it means to be a radiologic technologist, how someone who's interested might be able to become one, what it takes, and just the important role you play as the eyes of the patient care team. Appreciate that so much. Before we close, in keeping with our mission of enriching life through health, I always like to ask my guests, if you could share one health tip with our listeners, what would your health tip be today?
A daily practice that I not only bring into my professional life, but also my personal life, is to embrace the pause. If I'm faced with a challenge or something unexpected or something catches me off guard, I do my best to take a moment, pause, breathe, reassess, and then act.
Such good advice. Embrace the pause.
Embrace the pause.
Abby Mum, clinical supervisor and radiologic technologist here at Lake Region Healthcare and president of the Minnesota Society of Radiologic Technologists, my guest today on Epila Day. Thank you for being here and for all that you do for our patients and for radiologic technologists all over Minnesota.
Thank you so much, Katie. Thank you for allowing me to share my story, the opportunity to share about what we do. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Abby Mum and Katie Johnson on Epila Day today, reminding you at Lake Region Healthcare, we are here for you always. Have a great day.